Canada. Geography. Occupying the northern half of the North American continent, Canada has a landmass of 9,970,610 square kilometers. It is the second largest country in the world after Russia. From east to west, Canada encompasses six time zones. Canada has a sea coast on the Arctic Ocean, giving it the longest coastline of any country. To the south, Canada shares an 8,892-kilometer boundary with the United States. To the north, the Arctic islands come within 800 kilometers of the North Pole. Canada's neighbor across the Arctic Ocean is Russia. Because of the harsh northern climate, only 12% of the land is suitable for agriculture. Thus, most of the population of 30 million live within a few hundred kilometers of the southern border. It is a long, thin band stretching between the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans, where the climate is milder. Most Canadians live within 300 kilometers of the country's southern border, where mild springs, hot summers, and pleasantly crisp autumns prevail at least 7 months out of 12. If you fly over Manitoba or northern Ontario in summer, you'll see more water than land. There are lakes, big and small, and so many that they could not possibly be counted. It has been estimated that Canada has 1/7 of the world's fresh water. In addition to the Great Lakes, which it shares with the United States, Canada has many large rivers and lakes. The Rocky Mountains and the coastal mountains, running north to south, pose major engineering problems for the builders of transcontinental railways and highways. Canada's highest peaks, however, are not in the Rockies, but in the St. Elias Mountains, an extension of the Cordillera, stretching north into Yukon and Alaska. The highest point in Canada, Mount Logan, 6,050 meters, rises amid a huge ice field in the southwest corner of the Yukon. It is the largest ice cap south of the Arctic Circle. The capital, Ottawa, is in the province of Ontario. Diversity is the keynote of Canada's geography, which includes fertile plains suitable for agriculture, vast mountain ranges, lakes and rivers. Wilderness forests give way to Arctic tundra in the far north. Climate. There are many climatic variations in this huge country, ranging from permanently frozen ice caps north of the 70th parallel to the lush vegetation of British Columbia's west coast. Canada's most populous regions, which lie in the country's south along the US border, enjoy four distinct seasons. Daytime summer temperatures can rise to 35 degrees C and higher, while lows of minus 25 degrees C are not uncommon in winter. More moderate temperatures are the norm in spring and autumn. Parks. Canada maintains 38 national parks, which cover about 2% of the country's landmass. Banff, located on the eastern slopes of Alberta's Rocky Mountains, is the oldest, established 1885. Tuktut-Nogait, in the Northwest Territories, was established in 1996. There are 836 national historic sites, designed in honour of people, places and events that figure in the country's history. Canada also has over 1,000 provincial parks and nearly 50 territorial parks. Mountain ranges. Canada's terrain incorporates a number of mountain ranges, the Torngats, Appalachians and Laurentians in the east. The Rocky, Coastal and Mackenzie ranges are in the west, and Mount St. Elias and the Pelly Mountains in the north. At 6,050 metres, Mount Logan in the Yukon is Canada's tallest peak. Lakes. There are some 2 million lakes in Canada, covering about 7.6% of the Canadian landmass. The main lakes of Canada are Huron, Great Bear, Superior, Great Slave, Winnipeg, Erie, and Ontario. Many large lakes are traversed by the Canada-US border. The largest lake, situated entirely in Canada, is Great Bear Lake, 31,326 square kilometres, in the Northwest Territories. Rivers. The St. Lawrence, 3,058 kilometres long, is Canada's most important river, providing a seaway for ships from the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. The longest Canadian river is the Mackenzie, which flows 4,241 kilometres through the Northwest Territories. Other large watercourses include the Yukon and the Columbian, parts of which flow through the US territory, the Nelson and the Churchill. We should not miss the Fraser, along with major tributaries, the Saskatchewan, the Peace, the Ottawa, the Athabasca and the Laird. Time zones. Canada has six time zones. The easternmost, in Newfoundland, is 3 hours and 30 minutes behind Greenwich Mean Time, GMT. The other time zones are the Atlantic, the Eastern, the Central and the Rocky Mountain. Farthest west is the Pacific Zone, which is 8 hours behind GMT. Political system. Canada is a constitutional monarchy and a federal state with a democratic parliament. The Parliament of Canada, in Ottawa, consists of the House of Commons, whose members are elected, and the Senate, whose members are appointed. On average, members of Parliament are elected every 4 years. Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Canada's constitution contains a Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which sets out certain fundamental freedoms and rights. Neither Parliament nor any provincial legislature acting alone can change these rights. These include equality rights, mobility rights and legal rights, together with freedom of speech, association and peaceful assembly. National emblem. The maple leaf has been associated with Canada for some time, since 1868. It figured in coats of arms granted to Ontario and Quebec, and in both world wars it appeared on regimental badges. Since the 1965 introduction of the Canadian flag, the maple leaf has become the country's most important symbol.